Simon Tuf Tzadi Dalid. It's entitled Seder Tfilas Chag HaShavuos. Of course, tomorrow night is Shavuos. It was unusual in the way that we are supposed to accept upon ourselves this holiday as opposed to any other Yom Tov. The Mechaber tells us that B'Yom Chamishim, when it comes to the 50th day, L'Sfiras HaOmer Hu Chag HaShavuos, as we know, the Seder HaTfilah Kamo B'Yom Tov Shel Pesach, and then the Mechaber gets into all the special tefilos that are recited. He says it's very similar to that of Pesach, El Shomim Es Yom Chag HaShavuos, Zezman Matan Torah Seinu, which of course is that which is inserted in the Shemone Esrei. So I'd like to focus on the words of the Mishnah Berurah, that he says as follows, quoting the words of the Taz. He says that when it comes to the 50th day, he says as follows, Macharin L'Spalil Arvis, Bechnisas Shvuos, B'Seit HaKochav. He says that when it comes to the davening of Mariv, tomorrow night, it is customary that we wait, until Seit HaKochav. Until the stars come out. We wait until the Bein HaShemashos period has concluded, and it is 100% Zvadi Laila, it's definitely the next night. And the reason for this, as the Mishnah Berurah quotes, today, in order Shiyu Yimei HaSfira Mem Tes Yom Tumimos. In order, as the Pasuk tells us, that we're supposed to count for Shem HaShemashos Tumimos Tiana for 7 complete weeks, in order for us to be able to have done that, it's necessary for those 7 weeks to have gone by, and then, only then, can Shavuos, day number 50, come about. And therefore, it's necessary to only begin davening Mariv after Seitz HaKochav. Now, in this, it's brought down in the Piskei Tshuvos that not everyone agrees to this. He says, first of all, the words of the Shlach HaKadosh. He writes, She'ikra hakpeda b'zehu rach shul kadesh v'echol at Seitz HaKochav. Says the whole thing in which we really need to be cautious about is not the davening of Mariv. Rather, it's to make sure that the Kiddush, tomorrow night's Kiddush, should only begin after Seitz HaKochav. Avol espal arvis mebod yom. But if one wishes to daven Mariv tomorrow night, while it's not night, while it's still yet day, as we do on a typical Shabbos in the summer here, im kach klum. It's not a problem. The Shulah says it's not a problem. You're allowed to do that. Furthermore, quotes the words of the Magen Avraham. And he says, quote, B'leil Shavuos, at the night of Shavuos, and this is the language that he uses, in Mikanshin al-Hakos, at Seitz HaKochav. It doesn't mention anything about davening Mariv. Apparently, one could daven Mariv before, just as long as you did not make Kiddush until Seitz HaKochav, you could daven earlier. Vataz, which we brought down in the Mishnah Berurah, He was the one who said this extra chiddush shemachon l'spal arvis at Seitz HaKochav, that we should even not start downing Mariv until this time. Now, even though it's brought down here that there are numerous achronim that say adarabba, perhaps we can look at it in the opposite way. Misha matim l'spalil b'shiur shemosifin mechol al hakodesh harihu zoriz v'niskar. When a person accepts Shabbos early, or in this case, a person who wishes to accept Shavuos early, it shows one's enthusiasm and excitement to wish to accept this Yom Tov earlier. And therefore, it's something which is not looked upon in a negative light by many Achronim, but rather it's something in which shows, again, your positive desire to wish to accept the Yom Tov. The question is, so how are they allowed to do that? After all, doesn't that go against the specific pasuk of Tumimos that requires that you have to make sure to daven, or at least to make Kiddush, while it is already the 50th day, once it's already past Seitz HaKochav? So it's brought down in the Shaus and Tshuvos, this Oros Tshuv, he says as follows, that if we look at the halacha, a similar halacha, for example, when it comes to Shmini Atzeres, he says, She'ein Iser, V'akdomus hatfila v'akiddush. It's not a problem. You're allowed to make Kiddush in daven before Seitz HaKochav. And he says as follows. We find elsewhere, Shematu le'echol b'leil shmini atzeres mibod yom. If one wishes after Hoshana Rabbah, you want to be able to accept the shmini atzeres before it's nighttime, it's not a problem. V'ein sarach klal levorech leishe b'sukkah. We know that sukkah is for 7 days. Shmini atzeres, for those who do sit in the sukkah, do not sit in the sukkah with a bracha. Bracha is not recited. So the question is, if you're now sitting in the sukkah, and you already accepted Shmini Atzeres upon yourself, but the sun is still out, isn't that still technically the seventh day? Shouldn't you have to make Leishiv a Sukkah? So he says the following Chiddush. Kivan Shehosim Mechol Al Kodesh. Since the reality, since you did add and made this day as part of the Yom Tov, therefore, Kvar Cholof Over Mimenu Chovas Hayom, Vaharizek Kalilam Mamash. It's as though everything that happened the previous day is gone, and now it's considered to be completely the next night, and therefore, for that reason, a bracha of Leishei B'Sukkah no longer will be said, because since the Torah permits you to be mosif, to add onto the Kodesh, therefore today, even though it's light outside, and it's technically Hoshana Rama still, nonetheless for you it's Shmini Atzeres, and therefore a bracha of Leishei B'Sukkah would not be said. And therefore, he says, perhaps using that same logic, perhaps one could say the same thing when it comes to the idea of Tumimos. Even though it's true, the Torah does tell us that one should count 7 complete weeks. However, the Torah also tells us that one is allowed to be Mosim Mechol Al Kodesh. You're allowed to make to extend and make the day start a little bit earlier. Therefore, Miyad Shekiba Olav Tosas Yom Tov Chov Avar Oso Yom Niskayim Tumimos. Very interesting Chiddush that he says that perhaps that if you accept Shavuos early, so now it's considered as though those 7 weeks have been complete, because to you it is now the 50th day, a halachic 50th day, and therefore it perhaps is not an issue of Tumimos. Again, this, not everyone agrees to this logic, and perhaps it's something to worthwhile thinking about if there are differences between the two. However, the Piskei Tshuvos does conclude that Amna Minhag Olam, the minhag that is the custom of the world, is a hamtin gam betfilas marav, that we not only do we wait to make kiddush, we also will wait to daven marav until seitzah kachavim. But Ulain, he says, maybe this is the reason. It's kedei shol yavo ha'moinim l'kaddish lechol mibo yom tiknu l'spal arvis b'layla. Excluding this das yachid, this interesting thought that we said a minute ago, but if there is a distinction, as was mentioned by the Shloha Kadosh, between davening marav and making kiddush, that davening marav you could do while it's still light, but the kiddush you have to wait until it's already seitzah kachavim. If we already start allowing you to daven marav and it's not yet seitzah kachavim, maybe it's an hour or whatever, whatnot, to tell everyone wait, go home and wait, that may not end up happening, and people may end up making kiddush before seitzah kachavim. And to avoid that issue, we will daven marav also after, once it's Seitzah Chachavim, so that 100% we're not going to be concerned of that. I just want to conclude with one other interesting reason, perhaps as to why it's become customary to wait until after Seitzah Chachavim. He brings down, in the Shalos and Tshuvos of Horus Nelson, as follows. He says, perhaps a different reason to explain, even if perhaps you could be Mosif onto this day, and therefore maybe it is not an issue of Tumimos, but he brings down another interesting reason. He says that the kivan de rabim hamonia am, since many people enem yishim kol halayla, tomorrow night there is customary that many people do not sleep. If that's the case, the mispalo marim mibod yom, let's say you daven marim and it was still yet day, which is like we do on a Friday afternoon here, yeshul hem chiyav laslik or kriyashma, you'd have an obligation to say the Shema again. Now, let's say you didn't end up saying all three paragraphs of the Shema. So it's brought down in halacha. The kivan she'enom korim b'layla zeh kriyashma al hamit shalamita, that you could fulfill your obligation, which would get a whole other discussion of fulfilling your obligation of kriyashma by saying kriyashma al hamita. So therefore, you'd be able to cover yourself on a typical night. So on a Friday night, you forgot, even though you're supposed to count when we get home, or you're supposed to say the Shema when we get home, nonetheless, if you didn't, at least if you say Kriya Shema Amita, you're covered. However, when it comes to tomorrow night specifically, where people are not going to be going to sleep, they're not going to be saying Kriya Shema Amita, Chayshinan Sheyishku Malikru Od HaPam Achar Seitzah Kachavim. Perhaps this person will not end up saying the Shema the second time, in which would be necessary, and therefore to make sure to say the Shema at the right time, which is when it comes to the Dami Amarev, which is only after Seitzah Kachavim.